Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Happy now moment, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with you, as always. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here. And we just ask that you bring an open mind and an open heart to your listening experience. And to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you will be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, if you're a longtime P-Head listener, you know I have been diligently working on producing episodes for my new late-night-style, consciousness-elevating video talk show, Optimistic. Well, after a year plus in the making, I am thrilled to announce that we will be releasing Season 1's episodes weekly beginning March 15th, and I'm asking for your help to spread the love and to let your friends and family know about Optimistic when it's released. In exchange for taking a minute to share our Episode 1 teaser video on March 15th, or whenever you're hearing this, up through the end of April, we're giving you monthly memberships to not one, but two consciousness-expansive online content portals from two of my very favorite teachers and healers that are valued at over $50 a month, as well as entering your name into a drawing to win a free week at the Mystic Manor for a retreat immersion valued at $2,950, where the winner will be chosen in April. Otherwise, if you're interested in hearing more details about the rewards you'll receive for supporting, we'll send you a video that goes into detail when you text the word Mystic to the number 22999. You can also go to optimistic.tv to see several other videos, including the Optimistic show trailer and two videos that discuss the week-long retreat immersion, as well as details of what the Mystic Manor immersion entails and how you can book a week to come stay with us, even if you don't win the raffle.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me today on this terrific Tuesday as I fly solo. Samantha was going to join me today, and at the very last second, something pretty important for her came up, and so here I am all by myself, which works out because I have a few things to share today and talk about. There's been a few things that have been coming up in my awareness lately and makes me wonder if it's coming up in yours too, because it's not just me. It's been a lot of different people in my life. And basically it's this idea of anytime we have something big happening in our life, anytime something really good is going to happen, or anytime we're about to do something that's big, it seems as if, and maybe not big, but just transformative. And we might not even realize that that's what's going to be happening, but our energy does. And there's this thing that I've been noticing happening is that our fears come in. Or our devil on our shoulder that is telling us, maybe this isn't what you're supposed to do. So let me give you a couple examples of what's been happening. So I have been talking about my latest experience, a recent trip that I just did, and the activation experience that I had in the Bashar talk at the Conscious Life Expo. And before I went to this event, before I even left my house, it seemed as if everything was preventing me from leaving my house. And so, of course, as the things piled up, I started to think, am I not supposed to go? Is this the universe telling me I shouldn't go? And then I start talking myself out of it. No, I'm just not supposed to go right now. It's okay. I will get there when I get there. But as the day, as the morning went on and I was getting myself ready to leave, my fear and anxiety just intensified. I got to the point where I was like in tears, like afraid to leave. I don't know what I thought was going to happen, but this is not something that I am not used to. I experienced this another time before something big in my life was about to happen. And I experienced a ton of fear and anxiety around leaving to go on that first trip. Same thing this time. So this time in the morning, I wake up. Seems like a normal day. Then the baby wakes up, and for the first time ever in his life, he decided that, you know, the diaper was too dirty that he was wearing, and he was going to dig it out and smear it all over everything and himself. And so when we got him up out of bed, needless to say, there was lots of cleaning that needed to be done, and laundry and bath time and all the things, which definitely took a little bit of the time out of my morning. So that was one thing. And then, you know, the morning goes on a little bit. We go about our chores. I'm still getting ready. And then I go and I use the bathroom, and it looked like, you know, fine. Luckily it was a mellow run, and I flush the toilet, and what happens? It overflows because someone had used it before me and it got clogged, but nobody knew. So awesome. Now I have a flood in my bathroom. Again, one of those things that's like, okay, universe, what is going on? There's shit everywhere. And now there is, thank God, that's not what's overflowing out of the toilet, but you know, same idea. So I'm talking myself out of it. And so I finally make a deal with the universe, because this is how I work with it, because it's just, sometimes it's really hard to make the discernments of like, what is going on here? And you just got to relax into the flow. And ultimately that's what I did. I just went with it and relaxed into it and said, all right, universe, if I am really not supposed to go, then when I get in my car, something will be wrong with my car. Some light will go on in the car and I will know that I shouldn't go. And in true form, every time I do this, the universe likes to test me back and make something kind of like what I asked for, but not quite. So I got in the car, turned it on, everything was fine, no lights. But then there was this like notification about my tire pressure. It went away immediately. And I just said, all right, you're not a light. I'm just going to go. And I went. And after that, everything was fine. I refused to let the fear run me, run my decisions, run my life. I just chose to just go with it and just go with what scares me. Fine. If it's scaring me, that's cool. If I'm not supposed to go, then I'll know it. I'll really know it, because I just asked the universe for that very, very specific sign. And the universe always provides. And it turns out I got there exactly when I was supposed to, in perfect timing. And I had an amazing, amazing experience. And ever since, my life has been completely different. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that in a bit, but I want to tell you about some other people's experiences lately that have been the same exact thing. So I did a past life regression this weekend on Saturday, which was fun and amazing as usual. And there was a woman there who At the beginning, when I'm explaining about what we're going to do and how things work, she was coughing a lot and her body was just really making her pay attention to it. Let's call it that. And so right before we were about to start getting into the regression part, she said, you know, I think I might be disturbing people. My cough is getting really bad and I don't want to bother people during the regression. So I think I might leave. And I recognized what was happening. Her conscious mind was trying to come in and interfere with the process. And when I say conscious mind, I mean that devil on our shoulder, that side of us that believes that fear is real. And so I reminded her that this was what was happening and explained it to her a little bit. And she understood. And so she stayed. And thank God she did, because she had such a powerful, eye-opening experience. She was shown images and symbols and a story of exactly what was going on in her process and why. And the whole thing of her wanting to leave totally tied into it. And afterwards, she felt so free and she just looked amazing, so bright and so happy. And imagine if she had let her fear win. If she had said, you know, I'm going to leave. I'm just going to go. This isn't, you know, I don't feel like I should be here. I'm going to let that devil win, that devil on my shoulder. But she stayed and had this powerful experience. So this is what I'm talking about, is that when we are about to have this powerful experience, when this bright light is about to come into our existence, there is this equal and opposite opportunity that is also allowed to come in. And it is allowed to come in based on wherever our existing distortions are energetically. And so I think this is so important for us all to understand, and so we don't get caught up in the fear and we don't keep ourselves from doing big, big things that are huge for us and that are life-changing and transformative. We do not need to pay any mind to this illusory fear, because that's all it is. It's just an illusion. What we do need to do is maintain our focus on love at all times, at all times. So since this activation experience of mine, my channeling has been coming in, and I was put through an 8-day initiation period. It was a little bit longer than that, but once I realized what was really happening and I communed and communicated, I was given this 8-day period of homework, of meditation, of connection, different processes that I had to do in order to allow for this connection to be what it is. And perfectly on the 8th day, this channel came in full force. And so what I would like to do today is share with you a bit of what came through. And what's funny about this topic today of fear is that that scares me a whole lot, because, well, I shouldn't say it scares me a whole lot. It's a vulnerable place. Let's just say that, to share this, what feels very personal, but is not, because it is not for me. The only reason it is coming through me is because I have a voice and all of you are listening. And this message is for all of you, for me, for all of you, for all of us, because we are all one in this.
Before we continue, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about our new sponsor, BetterHelp. As you know, we do everything we possibly can on the show to help people shift their perspectives to help them lead a healthy and happy life. That being said, sometimes we really just need someone to talk to directly that can help us navigate whatever challenge we're going through at that time. And if you're at that point in your life currently, BetterHelp makes this process super convenient by connecting you with a professional counselor in a safe and private environment, either on video, phone, or via text chats. BetterHelp has licensed therapists that specialize in almost any scenario you may be struggling with, such as depression, anxiety, grief, trauma, or relationship issues. And if you don't like the counselor you get assigned for any reason, you can request a new one at any time. Best of all, not only is it a convenient option, it's also affordable. And if you use the code POSITIVEHEAD, it's even more affordable because you get 10% off your first month. So if you're hearing this and you get the feeling that one of BetterHelp's 3,000 licensed therapists could help get you to where you want and deserve to be mentally, head over to betterhelp.com/positivehead and be sure to use the discount code POSITIVEHEAD, all one word, to get 10% off your first month.
And what's really interesting when I say my fear about it is that I've actually had a hard time. Hard's not really a good word either. I've been grappling with this idea, you know, is this really what's happening here? Am I communicating with someone in another dimension, another being, another entity? Is this real type of stuff? Again, you know, it's just my conscious mind coming in, the devil on my shoulder, trying to negate this immense power that I am recognizing and channeling. And so I've been offered so many confirmations, so many affirmations to say, yes, this is real. This is right. And so that's why I'm going to share it with you today. So here's one thing that happened that's really cool. So I started this journal back, let's see, September 2017. And this is when I started to get some channeling that started to come in, but it was more like in meditation. It was like just my inner guidance, my higher self speaking to me type of channeling. And so I started this journal. And the other day, I was told to go get a journal and start writing some of this stuff down. I was writing notes in my phone and they wanted me to actually write it down. And so I grabbed this journal and I started writing a couple things down, and then I looked back in it. And then I only saw a few of the things, and the very last entry was significant to like the first thing I was putting in. It was like literally the same concept. But I didn't really go back and read much of it until today. Until I had gone back and transcribed the channelings that I had done. Because what's happening is that when this channel comes through, I'll record it, whatever is coming through, but I don't remember it. It's like a dream. You know, it fades really, really quickly the minute I come out of that space. And so I almost have no idea what was just said. And so today's channel, I was questioning it again and I was scolded for it. They called me child and said, do not question us. You hear us clearly. And so, okay, I just went with it. And after I was done and I had gone and transcribed both of them, I saw how similar they were. And you'll see, because I'm going to read them to you. But when I went back in this notebook, it was literally, it's the same exact concepts from 2 years ago. These are the same messages that are coming in. They were trying to come in a couple years ago, and now they're really coming in, and now they're just more serious, like more insistent on the fact that this time is so, so important. And so the one blurb I found that is relevant to what I was talking about at the beginning of the show is that the brighter your light becomes, the more imperative it is to focus your willpower upon the responsibility of always seeing love in every moment. The power that you emit must be that of love at all times in order to most greatly assist in this ascension process. And then later on in the journal, a couple months later, December of 2017, there is an entry that is talking about all growth occurring from the center outward, just like a tree. Its roots and its branches, as above, so below, all connected. And then there is the word cycles with a question mark. And you'll see why that's important in a minute. And then the last entry is this one. You are a crystal. Utilize the power of the crystal to shine your light and radiate your colors. And there's a little note there that says rainbow. Okay. Now I will read to you what came in just the last couple days. And you can see how 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, 2 years and some months, however long ago it was, how these messages are extremely similar. So here's the first message that came through. We have come to help you cleanse your waters, your fertile waters. You are water. This land is water. Water is magic. It has portals and vortexes. You can travel dimensions through water. That is why you are water. You are time travelers. Your waters must be clean. We send vibrations of love, vibrations of forgiveness, vortexes to help you cleanse your waters. You are water. Water flows. You flow. Shimmering sparkles we send you. Let them pour through you, shimmering. Shimmering down through your being, out through the roots. And release. Shimmers. Shimmers we send. They glimmer in your water. They shine. Reflect the rainbow prism of the fractal of source that you are. You all shine so bright. You are meant to shine bright. Shine your colors. We send shimmers to you. You don't need to hold on to the muck and the mire. Send it down to the earth. Make it one with the earth, with the mud, back to where it came, thanking it for its service. And now you shine. Shower in our shimmers whenever you need to cleanse. The earth actually loves your mud. She transforms it so easily. Remember, you are one with her. She is one with you. You are one in the same. You are symbiotic. Her crystals naturally transform, transmute. You are the same. You are a crystal. You naturally transform, transmute too. Be aware. Learn to manipulate energies in love for the greater good, for your own evolvement and well-being. You have control. Use your mind. Use the power of love. Focus on your heart center. It radiates love. It shines. You are like a tree eternally existing, as above, so below. Your roots go deep, your branches grow tall. Antennas, these are your antennas. Reach out, reach down. The vortex creating a circle around you. You cycle like a tree. Your leaves glisten and shimmer in the wind. You flow like a tree. You gently sway in the breezes. You are strong. You can bend and move with the currents. You are grounded to below. You have access to above. You commune with all of the land. You nourish one another. This is how you and the earth are one. An example of the symbiotic relationship, the symbiosis. The communication in the roots and the communication in the branches. It's all alive and speaking to you. Connect with her. You cleanse your waters. You help her cleanse hers. You are one. Respect your mother. And this is the message that came through today. And after this, I stopped questioning. So listen to the song of the birds. They sing the song of creation, the vibrations of love. Listen to the song of creation, its heartbeat alive, in unison with your heartbeat. Connect with your mother. When you listen to your heartbeat, you feel the connection. You feel it. Connect with your center in oneness and unity with the earth and all her creatures, all her minerals, her sea, her plants. The sea glimmers like your soul. Embody your goddess within. Reclaim your power. The way is the power of love. This is what you shall teach, the power of love. The importance of reclaiming your divinity. You are not weak, helpless beings. You are infinite creators. So much of it is power that has been, in a way, stolen. You have also forgotten. We have come to help you bring it back. We are speaking to many of you now. We are giving many of you the same message. This time is crucial. We need to bring in the light. That is your duty. That is your job. Maintain your focus. Use your voice. Tell as many people that will listen that we are sovereign beings. Reclaim your power. Do not dim your light to appease another. You dim both your lights in that way. Reclaim your connection to the earth. Get your feet and your hands in the dirt. Walk, plant, garden, appreciate. Breathe. Breathe in her essence. The shimmers all around you. Can you see them? Breathe them in. They are a source of infinite power. Every single breath you take has infinite power within it. Water. You are water. Water can take many forms, can do many things. It can transform, transmute, travel dimensions, move through time. So can you. Shine. Shine your water. Shine your crystalline water rainbow sparkles. Your waters, like bubbles, are iridescent. You are iridescent when you see yourself that way. You are a crystal. You are a rainbow crystal of light. All of us here, all of you here. Recognize your divinity. See your bright, shiny center. Recognize that all it is love. That's where you came from. That's all there is. There is certainly a wave of energy coming. That is why we kept saying that this time is crucial. Similar to a solar event, this is where the wave comes from. The solar event will send out a wave. This is a spark of creator energy, creative energy. It is a wave to catch when you have the ability to catch it. This is why the time is crucial. Balance. Balance will provide you the ability to catch the wave. Balance in love. Focus on love. The wave will be very easy to catch when you are focused on love. It is very important. The time is now. Stay heart-centered. You will not notice a huge event, but those who catch the wave will notice. Life will be different. Things will fall away, and it will be okay. Some people will have a hard time. That is why we are here. That is why we speak to you now. You are here to help. Help to encourage those who have caught the wave. It may get scary. Polarities must remain in balance. This is why you must maintain your focus on love. It does become harder. The stronger your love gets, the stronger balance is there for your choosing. You must maintain your focus on love. This is very important. Some of you have already caught the wave. Some of you are already riding this wave. This wave that is coming is a big wave. Many will feel it, but they will not understand. Center and focus. This is very important. We cannot tell you enough. Maintain your balance. Recognize your crystalline, sovereign, divine self. That is all that you are. That is our message to you. Reclaim your divine being within. That is all that you are. You have agreed to forget when you come here, but you are supposed to remember. All will get there. It's just that this time is very important. So there it is, y'all. That is what has been coming through. They are pretty serious about this time being really important. And I'll tell you what, when I look back and I see the same messages in my notes from years ago, that tells me that it is certainly something to pay attention to. I'm going to pay attention to it. I am certainly going to maintain my focus on love, balance, heart-centered, maintain my connection with the earth, recognizing our oneness and unity with all things. I want to share with you, before I leave today, a clip that was actually sent to me by a beautiful goddess listener, Shanti. She sent this to me, and it goes along so beautifully with all of these messages that I thought I would share. It's called The Rise of the Feminine, and it is by Layla El Qadri, posted on YouTube at Layla's website, so you can check it out there. Take a listen.
The feminine is rising. It has been rising for years, decades, centuries, millennia, eternity.
We have come to change the state of mind called patriarchy into a state of being called oneness. We have come to let love win each and every battle.
Women from all walks of life and all places on earth are raising their voice and letting their souls speak for justice and liberation, for the end of sexual exploitation, for the restoration of peace and the power of love.
Men from all walks of life and all places on earth are rising in awareness, presence, and compassion to protect the sacred, to end abuse and racism, to integrate the ancient wisdom, and receive the mysteries of life.
We heal the planet by becoming the solution in every land, under any religion, in all languages, from all backgrounds, of all colors. We are rising in inclusion with one common intent.
The feminine is an ocean of healing force that we are no longer afraid to swim in, that we are here to protect and allowed to burst inside of our own chests.
Women are chalices of creative power. Each one of us holds deep inside a drop of exquisite nectar coated with unique wisdom.
Nectar that when given with love and consent, cross-pollinates, inspiring other women, other men, entire nations.
This is our voice speaking truth from deep within our bones, revealing generations of wisdom silenced by ignorance. Now, we're gathering to create new ways to anchor wholeness into this reality. Listening, allowing, trusting, showing up for the evolution of this planet. To let love win each and every battle, stop resisting. We remember that we walk barefoot and naked upon the same solid presence of a collective mother, Earth Energy Shakti. Call her by her thousand names. Just know that you are one with her. The feminine is here. Let it rise.
We are one with our mother. When we heal ourselves, we heal our mother. Let love win every battle. Let love be your sword. with that, everyone, I'm going to leave you with a song that has been synchronistic for me this week. This is Elephant Revival, Sing to the Mountain. Until next time, everyone, love you all.
And if you're feeling the call to come for a week retreat style Mystic Manor immersion, remember to go now and book your time to speak with me directly about stepping into the optimistic vortex at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon while there are still spots left. Otherwise, I look forward to co-creating magic with you at the Mystic Manor.
Jugs of wine get drunk. Let the truth be known tonight. Don't go let yourself hide. Go and sing to the mountain. Go and sing to the moon. Go and sing to just about everything. 'Cause everything is you. Listen to the rhythm of your heart play like a drum. Listen to the night call, singing songs from all around. Go and sing to the mountain. Go and sing to the moon. Go and sing to just about everything. 'Cause everything is you. Let your voice go, let it pierce through your soul, and let your voice go, let it pierce through your soul. Jugs of wine get drunk. Let the truth be known tonight. Don't go let yourself hide. Go and sing to the mountain. Go and sing to the moon. Go and sing to just about everything. 'Cause everything is you.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.